T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Great show today. I loved having a show where we could talk all things positive about what's going on in the Chicago sports landscape. Tomorrow we'll do even more. Maybe there'll be opportunities. I feel like this is the Carl Weathers, Arnold Schwarzenegger dap up between Cubs fans and White Sox fans this week. Let the Cubs take care of business against Cleveland. White Sox take care of Minnesota. Then the Cubs get Minnesota. And then next week, we can all just hang out at the end of the week. And nothing seems to be terribly on the line. I'm sure the McNeil and Parkins are going to talk a lot about the Bears and what happened in the fourth quarter of that game. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Lawrence.
What's up, Lawrence?
Yeah, maybe the White Sox will jump out. I love you noting their best record in the American League. It's factual, but similar to Alec Mills, kind of under the radar over the weekend, maybe Dylan Cease will go and make history tonight so we can chirp about the best in the AL White Sox tomorrow. But you're right, plenty on the fourth quarter today. Boomer Esiason is back with us again this year. He'll be on at 3 o'clock. Grody's got everything covered from Halas Hall and what Matt Nagy's saying today about his fifth consecutive victory as head coach of the Bears over the Detroit Lions. He is clean against the Motor City Kitties. He's got that going for himself.
Well, I mean, you got to win games in the division, and when a coach is as silly with his decisions as Matt Patricia is, you have to make him pay.
Yeah, I've heard you talking about it last week and this week, and it's true, right? Matt Patricia is that guy who he believes in his system and he runs his system, and it doesn't matter that Jeff Okuda was out and then his two starting cornerbacks, both Trufant and Robinson, both left the game with hamstring injuries. Like, he just does what he does, sink or swim, and normally he's sinking because the Lions are going to Lions all over themselves. What a weird, weird game. Like, it was an emotional roller coaster for Bears fans, like so many low points. And then I'd imagine a lot of people like separating their shoulder, like fist pumping on the Kyle Fuller interception or the Anthony Miller touchdown. But it's not like there were a bunch of breakdowns. Like, Mitch Trubisky was those touchdowns, they were thrown into tight windows for the most part. Like, he was two completely different football players. And Lawrence, mm-hmm. I heard you talking about, I think I wrote it down here, you were struggling because you don't know if it means something. And you talk about how his good moments happen in a vacuum. And I'm with you. It's like all of his good moments come with a caveat. I think this one, ultimately, the more I've thought about it, ends up being fairly simple. He gets the Giants game. Like, he bought himself a week. I don't think it's a guarantee that he gets the Colts game or that he gets the Bucks game or that he gets anything more than that, because he gets the Giants game. And then we'll evaluate it from there. We are truly week to week with the Bears quarterback situation.
No doubt. And think about what you were feeling with 11 minutes left in the game. You were feeling like, oh, well, now we're going to see Nick Foles next week. Like, Mitch got his opportunity, and it didn't work out. And now we'll see Nick Foles. I am dumbfounded. And, Mac, I'm sure that you probably are, too. You only have to have a little bit of experience playing football to look at the decisions that were made by Matt Patricia at the end of that game and go, what the bleep are you thinking? Like, what in what world does playing man in that game situation make sense? It doesn't. It just – it does, and they had had success earlier with a couple of zone concepts that they were using against the Bears. I can't get over how stupid that is. Yeah. And even if, and I brought it up earlier, like even if you're so tied to playing man, like I get it, like that's your thing or whatever, you can still play two man. You could play two man and have safety help over the top. You could do that, and it just seemed like it never crossed his mind. And what Danny pointed out is so spot on. It wasn't just that you were playing man in a situation that didn't call for it. You were also playing man down a bunch of your best defensive backs.
Exactly.
None of it makes any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. He's a curious dude, and I can't defend anything he did late in the game. I thought up until the fourth quarter, he coached a pretty decent game, and his players overcame a few things, including something that I thought was questionable in the first half, and then that was an ejection to Jamie Collins. I know by the rule he gets ejected, but yeah, that was a gift. The Bears were gifted a divisional win on the road in week one, down your best three corners, down a starting linebacker, and you also throw in the drop at the end, the yep. swift drop
yeah.
that ends the ball game, and it's like, my God, you talk about how many ways Detroit lost this thing, and that's the life of a Lions fan. I don't think there can be a more tortured existence in the NFL than being a fan of that club, and it's decades of it. It's not just the last 20 years. It's not. It's only winning one playoff game since Dwight freaking Eisenhower was in office, and it's this sort of thing where you get your hopes up, but they do have a fine running back going forward, despite the fact he's going to be collecting Social Security checks sometime soon, and that's Adrian Peterson. It was fun to watch him run yesterday, and not so much fun to see him gashing the Bears defense. And I'm with you, Lawrence. I'm a huge fan of Danny Trevathan's. I think he's been consistently their best, one of their best two or three players the last three seasons, but he looked sluggish yesterday. It clearly was not his best day, and we will go over all of it. We'll cover some special team subtleties today as well, and also some of the things in the broadcast booth, which I thought was an interesting place yesterday, as Fox had to shift on the fly given Kenny Albert was coming from Canada. So Dick Stockton was called off the bench. Nearing 80, Dick Stockton arrives at Ford Field looking freshly embalmed, and he calls the game. Jonathan Vilma, first broadcast, I thought was very, very good. Not necessarily the most exciting guy in the world, but I thought giving appropriate credit to both teams on occasions where it's easy to just blast away. And after watching the game a second time today, Parkins ain't going to like this. I'm not as down on Trubisky as I was last night when I went to bed.
Huh. Why not? Wait. Do you want to save that for the show? Because I don't want to.
Yeah, let's save that.
Save that.
I'll give you one of three things.
Okay.
Some of his misses were very good misses. Now, you might say that's a backhanded compliment, but he had some very good misses yesterday where he threw it where it was almost catchable by his guy, but certainly was in no place to be intercepted. And they were spot on. They were perfectly bad throws.
Well, if you look at some of the next-gen stats, like yes, on receiver separation for the Bears, they weren't getting a ton of it early on in the game. And at the end, I thought that just the individual efforts of what we saw with Anthony Miller on that final catch, and Allen Robinson continues to amaze me at some of the catches that he's able to make. Like, he's... Yep. He's outstanding. Like
the catch down the left seam where he dove,
yes,
and it was like all fingertips. That is, I mean, I don't know if there's five guys in the NFL who can make that catch.
That's highlight reel stuff. Now, he had one go through his arms in the first half that, you know, easy to forget, But he had one he could have had. But, man, went back to bad, Mitch, because that's more fun. You know, when you're turning around your running back, when he's just running out into the flat, and you've got to, you know, Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery have to do contortionist acts just to put themselves in a position to get a hand on it. That's not much touch. He doesn't have much touch.
But there were some, to go back to your point, though, there were some passes early on where you're like, did Jimmy Graham jump at the right time?
Exactly.
Where you're like, I don't want to put that miss on Mitch, because I think it's just one of those timing things, and then they kind of got their timing down later on in the game. At first, I was like, man, Jimmy Graham looks old. And then he didn't look old by the end of it. It was a good thing for them.
They didn't convert a third down until the 3-minute mark of the third quarter.
Exactly. Bad, bad, bad.
It was
– the eighth time's a charm.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Mac. Like, he airmailed a few where at least it couldn't be picked, but he also had two interceptions dropped by the Lions. So
that's true.
The stat line could have looked horrible through three quarters, and the fumble that he had, they recovered. They were very lucky that it was only 4th and 41 and they were punting, because that was a straight-up not professional football play. Like, that was a play that would have looked like if one of us would have got back there. Turning your back to the line of scrimmage, not protecting the ball, keeping going, not going down when the play is clearly over. Like, that looked like it was his first time playing football. We are WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. So, yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly, it's a victory chicken Monday, Lawrence. The Bears got a gift. DeAndre Swift, by the way, boys, do you know how many drops he had his last year at Georgia?
None.
0.
Yeah.
Then he drops that one. Wide open. Totally different story. He makes that catch. But Mitch has complicated things. He's complicated things for Matt Nagy, for Bears fans, and for us. So I am looking forward to sifting through the madness over the next 4 hours, Lawrence.
Have at it, man. Enjoy Victory Chicken Monday.
Way to go, Ryan Pace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.